7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them beat and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet. Anyway, to them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're great feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the ambassador for and servant of and to the Rastafari movement. The kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. Queendom of goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. And the kingdom and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. This is for the recording date of July the 7th, 2013. So will we be able to see correctly, sisters and brothers? Allah is the why. Allah is the knower. Am I looking up? No, yes. The knower of the unseen and the seen. You see, we see the trial. We hear the words, but do we see the unseen hand that is in control? Do we see that our judicial system is under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the synagogue of Satan, the Illuminati Masonic Order, that Washington, D.C., the executive branch, the judicial branch, the legislative branch, the banks, the corporations, they are all under the control of an unseen entity. Allah is the wise. Allah is the knower of the unseen and the seen. So this trial, will we be able to see and understand that those in control do not want to see justice in this case? Will we be able to see and discern and understand that Trayvon Martin had a right not to be profiled? That George Zimmerman, following the dictates of the Fraternal Order of the Police, profiling a black man, black boy, being told by the dispatcher to leave the man alone, leave the boy alone, stop trailing him. Trailed him anyway by car and then by foot. And then even if George Zimmerman was getting beat up, he had no right to trail Trayvon and had no right to kill Trayvon. You see, George Zimmerman is a Latino looking brother. Although they say Trayvon called him a cracker. You that know the culture, understand that is signifies a Caucasian male most of the time. But look at the man; he looks like a Latino. So when George Zimmerman was first arrested, the rank and file policeman we're going to book him as normal, according to Minister Ava Muhammad of Elevated Places, representative of Minister Louis Farrakhan. But we know that George Zimmerman had someone give a phone call on his behalf. Some suspect whether or not it was his own father, Mr. Zimmerman, who was a former judge or is a former judge, a part of the judicial system. Did George Zimmerman's father call the police precinct facilitating the release of George Zimmerman, who was apparently going to be booked as normal because you have a Latino-looking man and you have a dead black man? Nothing unusual about that. Take George Zimmerman downtown, book him, put him in jail, arraign him, I think is the word they use, have a normal trial, see whether or not whether or not Trayvon had a right to defend his life or whether Zimmerman was in the right. But you see, because George Zimmerman's father is a European Jew who is a former judge, this Latino-looking man gets the privileges of a European Caucasian and a European Caucasian Jew. And you see that he, George Zimmerman, is getting the support of they who subscribe to the philosophy of white supremacy, who see a black man as beneath a human being, have no rights, a nigger on the run. You heard the defense of George Zimmerman say that, hey, Trayvon had 4 minutes to run for his life. That's what they want. Nigger has nothing but a right to run and flee for his life. Then what would George Zimmerman do? Shoot him in the back? So we have to see the unseen hand. We have to see that poor working class white people should not support George Zimmerman. And poor working class black people should not be influenced to go into poor working class Caucasian so-called white neighborhoods and kill poor working class white people. We are all poor working class oppressed masses, some more oppressed than others, but we know the philosophy of the House of Rothschild is eugenics, and they created this philosophy to codify their mentality of black inferiority and white superiority, not that they are affected one way or the other. The Rothschild are the wicked ruling class and ruling families, but that philosophy of white supremacy is to divide the poor working class white sister and brother from their poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow sister and brother. Cause the poor working class white sister and brother to buy into white skin privilege and continue to join on to the House of Rothschild and the wicked ruling class and families to their own detriment, meaning the detriment of the poor working class white sister and brother. Eugenics means not just destruction of poor working class black, but also poor working class brown and poor working class red and poor working class yellow, and also the poor working class white sister and brother are being destroyed by the philosophy of eugenics. And so you see warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, destruction of health care, destruction of education, destruction of economy, destruction of living wage job being suffered by the poor working class white man and woman as well. Poor working class white man and woman, you are destroying yourself by continuing to adhere to the philosophy of white supremacy and white skin privilege. Join on to the poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. Perceive, know, and understand the hidden and unseen hand that is controlling you and controlling this system. This word know in the African Hebrew language means to discriminate. not in an evil way, but to understand truth from falsehood, distinguish, to recognize that you are being manipulated. All of us are being manipulated by the same wicked forces, that we may divide against each other and destroy each other to the benefit of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and to all of our detriment. Wake up, rise up, get up, stand up, be exalted into the mind of Allah, which is the mind of knowledge, and we will know these realities, to know, to be acquainted with, to know, to be skillful, to have knowledge and be wise, to be instructed, to be perceived. Does Allah perceive us as coming up into his mind of supreme knowledge to make known, to declare? Are we being made known and declared by the Most High Allah? Is Allah, are we in accord with the mind of Allah, that we may be declared and known as they who have been ascended into the mind of Allah? Do we know in the sense of having relationship? See, Jeremiah 1:5 teaches us that we are to know that the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That means that we had relationship, full and complete relationship before consummation, before our mother and father got together, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, we were known by the Most High. Isn't that wonderful? So Allah is the knower of the unseen and the seen. Now, I was listening to a brother who is called the African Revolutionary Atheist. Not that he does not have belief in the Most High, but we're talking about disbelief in the wicked ruling class and ruling families. You see, Elohim is gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So we align ourselves with the Most High, align ourselves with the spirit world, align ourselves with the ancestors who were righteous, and align ourselves with righteous men and righteous women. So the false gods and goddesses are the wicked ones who do the bidding of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. But he was pointing out some things about science and the hidden and unseen atoms that make up everything. Atoms are atoms that move fast, are gases and related type entities. Atoms that move very slowly are your solid matter. So atoms that move quickly are your, I guess you say, liquids and gases. And atoms that move slowly are your masses, like our physical structures or rocks or stone and whatnot. But he was talking about that hidden and unseen reality of creation. All of us are animated by hidden and unseen energy, hidden and unseen atoms, hidden and unseen molecules, or a molecular level, hidden and unseen that you can only see with the microscope, only see with the eye of the Most High, the all-seeing eye of Allah Yahweh Yahovah, the all-seeing eye of Asar and Asaru. So the Most High. See, we're talking about science. When we come into this knowledge, we are able to see the seen things and the unseen things. Says, he is the wise and the aware. Now, the word wise in the African Hebrew language is sakal. 7919. This is a verb. To be prudent. To be circumspect. The word prudent, the definition of the word prudent is acting with or showing care and thought for the future. The Most High. See, to us, a day to us is 1,000 years to the Most High. 1,000 years to us is a day to the Most High. The Most High has vision. The Most High sees the future. The Most High knows the hidden and unseen future. And so when we climb up into the mind, the supreme mind and the supreme knowledge of the Most High, we are made prudent and we are cautious, discreet, wary, careful, circumspect. We have knowledge and vision and thought process concerning the future. Circumspect. What is the definition of the word circumspect? To be wary and unwilling to take risks. To be cautious, wary, prudent, careful, discreet. See, all of that dissertation about the Zimmerman trial took being prudent and circumspect and understanding all of the ramifications, or as much as I could, of the case. Not making a quick judgment, but listening to all the information, to wisely understand, to prosper. See, this type of wisdom will cause us to prosper spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. To be prudent, circumspect, to look at or upon, to have insight. Allah has insight. Allah can see inside, to see the things that are hidden and unseen. The Most High Allah is able to see your very, our very thoughts. See the hidden and unseen things. Allah is able to see inside your character and attributes. And when we connect with Allah, we are able to see into sisters and brothers and see how they are to be best used in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the Rastafari movement here and now on this earth. To have insight, to have comprehension. The word comprehension is defined as the capability of understanding something. Are we going to understand that this system is rotten to the core and that we must abolish this system? My brother Solomon Commission and brother Timothy and brother Peter Fowler of Your World News on their 4th of July broadcast were speaking the truth concerning the wicked foundation of this wicked system never being based on justice, never being based on equality, and coming to the conclusion that this whole system must be abolished to bring in a new system of truth, justice, and righteousness. In the scripture, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth, and also the kingdom and queendom of Islam, and the culmination of the Rastafari movement here and now. This word, what word am I looking up, sisters and brothers? What is it, wise? I believe it's the word wise we are looking at, sisters and brothers. Let me go back to the word wise, 7919, Sakal. Teachers, wise, give insight, teach, to act circumspectly, prudently, to lay crosswise, cross hands. So we're understanding cross directions. Do we understand enough in the system to know that when they talk about Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra being our enemy, but then they cross what they say and finance and arm these forces for their benefit, are we able to think and have insight and understand these realities so that we may make the proper decision? The knower of the unseen and the seen, he is the wise and aware. I wonder if the word aware is in the scripture of Bible. Oh, interesting. So, let me see what this word aware means in the African Hebrew language. The word aware is 3045 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Yada. It means to know. I wonder if it's the same word as know. To know, to consider, to experience, to distinguish and discriminate. Yes, it's the same word, I believe, as know, K-N-O-W. So to know is to be aware. If you know something, then you are aware of something. So when are we going to know and understand and be aware that it is time for the poor working class masses of the people to come together and resurrect and do this Sabbath thing correctly? Be the trumpet, sound the alarm, resurrect the poor working class masses of the people. Verse 75, and when Abraham said to his sire Azar, takest thou idols for gods? Surely I see thee and thy people in manifest error. So now Abraham means father of many and father of the multitude. Abraham wants to see the human family totally united under the divine inspiration of, in the Quran, Allah, and Allah, in the Bible, Yahweh Yahovah, in the New Testament, Dios, the Almighty Father, and the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit. So we are to be united, and we are the kingdom. We are the kings and the queens that must and will resurrect and are being resurrected. Now, the word help, well, let me see if I can find Ezra. The word Ezra in the African Hebrew language is rooted in the word Azar. Let me find this word Ezra in the African Hebrew language. We're using the African Hebrew, African Aramaic, even using the European Greek to understand African Arabic. Ezra, 5834 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Notice Ra at the end of that word, Ezra. So we see Ra is here. And the word Ezra or Ezra is help. Help. So Ra is the helper, giving us the power to help each other raise up and rise up and resurrect. This is help and aid, meaning we need aid in a time of treachery and calamity. We need help and aid to rise up out of our deplorable condition. Now, the root word of Ezra is Ezra again, 5833, but here the word is help and socor, or assistance. And socor is defined as assistance in time of difficulty. The contributions provided some relief for the victims. So if you contribute and you provide relief, you provide socor. So assistance in a time of difficulty. We need help. The poor working class masses of the people international are in need of help. Help of the Most High through believing men and believing women, that we may help each other. Help the poor and working class masses of the people. Assist, help, socor, one who helps. But the root here is found under 5828. Azer, help, socor, one who helps. But let's go to the root of that word. 5826, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Azar, and we have Azar here in the Quranic scripture. Verse 75, and when Abraham said to his sire, Azar, Takest thou idols for gods? Surely I see thee and thy people in manifest error. Azar, Azar, the same word, Quran, Arabic, African Arabic, the daughter and son language of the African Hebrew and African Aramaic. So we see Azar. But watch this. Do any of you know the history of Africa, Egypt, Kemet? Do you not remember the first man as being named Azar or Asaru? Azar, the first man, represented by the Orion constellation, that seven-star constellation, and Aset, the Sirius star system, the original father, human father and human mother, Azar called Osiris in Greece, and Aset called Isis in Greece, and the sun Heru, represented by the physical sun and represented by the Sphinx in the constellation of Leo, pointing to the resurrection of the sun, and the Sirius star system announcing the resurrection. See, we're talking about resurrection. The trumpet is blowing the resurrection of the sun, and the stars in Orion's belt called the three kings, the three stars in Orion's belt, the three kings, these coming to see the birth and resurrection of the sun. And you can hear the similarity in the Yahushua story in the New Testament, the birth of Jesus, the birth of Yahushua. All of this is talking about the resurrection of the black man and woman, and the resurrection of the poor working class, brown, red, yellow, and white man and woman, the resurrection of the oppressed masses of the people. But Azar, this is teaching us, black man and woman, that we must resurrect into our rightful place at the head of the resurrection, not for wickedness and evil, but to raise and help to raise in a time of need, to succor the human family and succor the poor oppressed masses of the people, succor the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We must come back to Azar. We must come back to Africa. We must come back to Egypt, Kemet, Nubia, Ethiopia, Kush, the Dogon. We must come back to our original selves. Abraham says to Azar, take thou idols for gods. And let me hit this word idol, because we are giving examination to our condition. We have been removed from ourselves. We have been made other than ourselves. We have been made to follow after a wicked system. The word idol in the African Hebrew language is mifletseth. 4656. 4656 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. So let's stick with that definition for a minute. This wicked system, the word means horrible thing, a horrid thing. The word horrible has to do with something that is absolutely terrible and deplorable and nasty and disgusting and destructive. And this system is absolutely terrible, horrible, horrid, nasty, and destruction. The word idol has to do in the African Hebrew language with being an object of fear. Now, who is it that we fear the most? We fear those in power. We fear the ruling class and ruling families. We fear the police. We fear the CIA, the FBI. We fear the president. We fear those in power, in government. We fear these entities. Who controls these entities? Those that control these entities are the Illuminati, Masonic Order, House of Rothschild, 13 families, and their affiliate families. Let us take our, I believe, last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.